do you do your own things, or you have like?
I mean, I have a program yeah. that I have to like follow, like uh-huh. workout wise. Mm-hmm. So I just do that.
Gotcha. Yeah. You comfortable right here?
Yeah. Does it have to be like super close?
That's good right there.
All
right.
Yeah. It's already rolling, so it's. I try to make it like just super candid for.
Yeah.
For the guests. But yeah, man. So this is episode number 58, actually. Yeah. So episode 58. Been doing it for a little over like 2 years. Actually, it'll be 2 years this December, like the 20th, coming up right now. But yeah, man, I kind of started the show based off of like mental health.
Yeah.
So every conversation, I just kind of get to know more about the guests, but really just want to see what kind of like struggles and just things they've had to overcome in their life.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I really appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me, bro. It means a lot. Yeah, I know your schedule's probably wild all the time now with, I mean, you being a professional baseball player, man, like that's pretty sick. So we're sitting down with Ivan Melendez. He is from El Paso. You graduated from Coronado, correct?
Yeah. Coronado.
What year did you graduate?
2018.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're the same exact age. I went to Andrews.
Andrews. Nice.
Yeah.
We always played you guys in football.
Yeah. Did you play football also?
Yeah. For 2 years. Two years in high school. Yeah.
Hell yeah. What position?
Tight end.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Definitely got that tight end bill for sure, bro.
Yeah.
Did you went to school for baseball. You went to college for baseball.
Yeah.
But were you taking football serious as well?
I mean, yeah. Like when I was in football, yeah, I took it serious. But I never thought like I'd play like college. Yeah, there's no way.
Yeah. Was baseball like your favorite sport growing up?
Yeah, I've always played like since a little kid. Mm-hmm. I always took it serious, competitive at it, but I also enjoyed playing football. So
who'd you play when you were in high school that was like actually pretty competitive for you guys in baseball?
Like what school or what?
Yeah, what school?
Probably like Americas. I remember Americas being pretty good. Franklin was good like on the west side. Mollwood always had a good team.
Yeah. So those are pretty good. Yeah, couple good squads. Uh-huh. How'd you do your senior year?
I had a pretty good year. I think I hit like 15 home runs. Oh, like, I don't know like the exact stats, but like that was probably the only thing I remember.
Yeah. And Rob was saying that you actually like you took some time off from baseball. Like, was it like during high school or did you play like all the way through?
I mean, I played every year during season, but I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so growing up, you're the oldest of two siblings. What was kind of like your upbringing? Like, man, was it just like pure sports or what kind of things did you do growing up?
Yeah. I mean, we all three of us, me and my younger brothers all play baseball, but we all played like all the sports growing up, basketball, football, soccer. I mean, my younger brother even got thrown in wrestling. Obviously, like, didn't continue it, but I mean, we come from pretty athletic background, or at least that's what our parents put us in. Yeah. So.
And did your parents like, not that they forced you by any means, but was it like important for them for you guys to play, or was it just like, oh, we're just gonna throw you in if they like it, they like it? Like, what was kind of that relationship?
No, it was never like we need to get something out of it. It was more like we're going to put you in sports just so you could like deal with like the team aspect, like a culture, like, you know what I mean? Just to learn some things, not so much like, oh, we're going to put you in baseball so you can become the next Roger Clemens or something. Like, no, it's, that was never the motive or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
and being the older sibling, what kind of, because I'm the youngest, so it's a little bit different dynamic, but how would you describe like your relationship with your younger siblings? Like, do you do you try to give them advice when it comes to sports, or you kind of just let them do their thing and just kind of overwatch them, or like what's that like?
I mean, a little bit of everything. I try to like guide them because obviously I've kind of done what they're trying to do, as far as like, you know, baseball and college and stuff like that. But I mean, I just try to just guide them and give them advice. I'm not super, like, scolding, like, telling them what to do exactly because they got to, like, obviously experience things and figure things out and problem solve. But, I mean, I'm there. Help them out. Yeah.
And so we have, our mutual friend is Rob. How long have you been training with him, would you say?
I've known Rob since, like, 2018.
Yeah.
So about 6 years.
So literally right
since
around
when I was, like, 18. Graduated. Yeah, I was, like, 18.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And so he was saying that just naturally, because I was talking to him, naturally, yeah. like, he feels like you're just one of, like, the hardest working, like, athletes he knows.
I'll take that.
But he says, like, it's not, what's up, boy?
What's up, brother?
How you doing? This is my boy, Vic.
What's up, Vic? I'm Ivan.
This is Ivan.
Nice to meet you, man.
Yes, sir. But you just got out of class or what?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Got a 105 on that presentation. That's solid, man. Yeah. Hell yeah. But yeah, man, we're just getting into his upbringing and everything. So, but yeah, Rob was saying like one of the most hardest working individuals he knows mm-hmm. that, but it comes, it's almost like you don't even, not that you don't realize it, but it's just kind of a part of who you are and what you do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Has that always been like your personality or do you feel like you had to develop it, over time? Was it like a switch or, did you kind of learn that from someone or what's that kind of like for you?
I mean, I felt like it was always like kind of a part of me. Mm-hmm. Like I remember like just working hard and when I was in high school, middle school, like just doing like little extra stuff, like extra hours, like whatever it was, like yeah. whether I was in basketball practice, or football, you know? Or baseball, you know, I'd always work out like before school, but like that was just kind of who I was. It wasn't like I didn't even realize it, you know?
Yeah. It was just kind of, so it's always been kind of a part of who you are, just your work ethic.
Yeah.
That's solid.
Yeah, dude.
And you can turn the screen around if you want, bro, just to keep an eye on it. There you go. Is recording, right?
Yeah.
Bet, bet, bet. You see the red beeping? Mm-hmm. All right, bet. Yeah, so that's, I mean, that's really special. I think as an athlete, especially if you have like the talent and you just have that natural work ethic, I mean, mm-hmm. that's just a recipe for like success, you know?
Yeah.
What is one thing that you feel like you did kind of struggle with, maybe even in baseball or just in sports in general, what's something that you are like, all right, I need to work on this to make it to the next level?
Just like learning how to fail a lot. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like in baseball, like once you get to those like high levels of like college or pro or wherever, like you're gonna get dominated at times.
Yeah.
And like every day is a new day. That's kind of what I realized, like whatever you did yesterday doesn't mean like it's gonna translate to success today. Like
sure.
we just got to move on and focus on this day and trying to take it like one thing at a time, one step at a time, kind of like just break down my days like that and go about it like that, but just learning how to deal with failure and all that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And so you, when you were coming up, let's just say like senior year, did you feel or did you know that baseball was what you wanted to pursue like long term?
I mean, as far as like I've gone today, no. Like I was just trying to get a scholarship like to pay for my college. So that's kind of what I used baseball for.
Wow.
I never thought like I'd continue and like get drafted and still play after that, you know?
So you're just taking it. You're really just taking it like day by day type thing. It seems like,
yeah, I was just trying to get my college paid for, like literally just, that's about it. Honestly. Yeah.
And so you ended up getting a few, you said like JUCO offers and then you also had from, was it NMSU or UNM?
NMSU, like they were looking at me, but they didn't, I mean, they gave me probably like the minimal, like
maybe like offer or whatever
they, like they tried getting like an in-state tuition just cause it's down the road, like 45 minutes away, like trying to work all this, but it just didn't plan out. Like, you know what I mean? So I just went the JUCO route where I had a full ride and then would kind of go from there. Like I was like, all right, we'll go here and then go from there. And then next thing, like go for from there. Like,
that's and so you ended up choosing Odessa?
College? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Got you. Odessa. And what kind of went into that decision for you?
I mean, just kind of wanted to get out of El Paso. Like I know obviously it's not like the craziest city, like, but just to like get away from home and kind of experience things like, you know, just outside of here and still continue to play baseball.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So for you, it was just you were just kind of seeing it as just an opportunity to continue to play and go to school.
Yeah, yeah, literally.
Exactly.
Take my, you know, JUCO scholarship 2 years and then whatever I want to do after that. It's just kinda,
And so when you were playing, you go to that next level.
Yeah.
What was like the biggest difference for you between high school baseball and then the JUCO level?
I mean, just it's – I mean, at the end of the day, like, it's still baseball, but, like, it's just a little more competitive, a little finer. Like, you know, the talent isn't, like, way crazier, but, like, it's just the guys are, like, more matured. They just have, like, better, like, thought process, know how to play the game. Like, kind of
physically stronger, bigger.
I mean, yeah, but just because obviously you're not in high school anymore. Yeah. Like you're more like maturing and you know what I mean?
Got you.
So,
and then the dynamic of like JUCO, because like the reality of it is for JUCO, the goal is to actually like, you're not going to be there for maybe max 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Is it kind of like everybody's kind of like just kind of there for themselves and not in any bad way, but like, I mean, that's really what it is.
Yeah. I mean, at any level, like JUCO, D1, minors, big league, like you're kind of at that point, it's like, it's your career. It's on you. Exactly. Like, so you got to do it what's best for you, you know, mm-hmm. as far as like what school you choose, where you sign, like different stuff.
Got you. So. And so you're there 2 years. Mm-hmm. Are you actively getting, like, just talking to D1 schools or?
Yeah. Not the first year. The first year, no, because, like, no one's going to recruit you. You hadn't played yet. You have to, you know what I mean, put up the numbers and the stats.
And what were you? What were your stats like coming out of JUCO?
I think my freshman year hit, like, 400 or, like, 17 homers. It was a good year. Like, not, like, the craziest year, but like it was a good year, above average for sure.
And just put in perspective, bro, because I don't fucking watch baseball. Like, I really want to get into it. I've had a lot of like good friends that play it, but 400 is like really fucking good, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, any level higher than that, like, I don't think that's possible.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
D1, like, it's very rare. Like, not that many guys do it.
Yeah. Like, the really good, like, pro players, what are they hitting?
I mean,
like, 200s?
Yeah, like honestly, anything over 200 in pro ball is like you'll be all right. Like you'll still have a job, you know. Yeah. So
yeah, and so like with hitting, because from what I've seen, like your like one of your best skills, especially coming out of college, was your ability to like just fucking hit the ball, you know.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you kind of had a natural ability for that and just kind of worked on it, or do you feel like you kind of really had to develop it, you know?
Well, I mean, you have to develop the skill of hitting. So that's kind of what I had like learned throughout high school and college. But I mean, yeah, everybody kind of has their own like perks, I guess, or like something about them, about what makes them like as a player.
It's a little bit of ability, so, as well.
Yeah, for me it's like my power. So
got you.
But is it dead?
No, the battery's up.
It literally said sleep, and then it just...
So I guess, like, growing up, who was, or even, like, in high school, who was, like, one of your role models as far as, maybe not even baseball, but just in general, you know? Like, someone you looked up to. It could be someone that's, I mean, high of influence, or even just, like, someone that you know personally.
I mean, there's been, like... a lot, like other than my dad, I feel like my dad's obviously helped me the most.
Yeah.
As far
did
as
did he
like
play baseball as well?
No. That's the crazy part. Like all my brothers, like we all play baseball and like we're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
But my dad didn't, like he was a wrestler in high school.
Oh wow.
And like that was about it. Mm-hmm. Damn, I lost my train of thought.
Oh no, you're good, bro. So kind of like maybe a baseball player that
that I looked up to. Probably like Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod.
Got you.
Giancarlo Stanton, looked up to him. Jeter, Tulowitzki, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper was probably one of my top. Like I've been watching him since he was like 15, like before he had been in the league. Like he was already had that like noise, like something about him. So I watched all his videos. Like,
did you grow up a Yankees fan? Or
who did you grow up with? Yeah, I'd say I was a Yankees fan. Yeah, A-Rod, Jeter, Posada, Teixeira, like I was. Yeah.
And have you, who's like one person you've actually been able to meet and talk to where you're just like, oh shit, like I just.
Like that's him? Like like that's goated. Probably like Cal Ripken Jr. Yeah, I met him. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been around a bunch of guys. For like, sure. I mean, but that's probably like the highest like up, like Hall of Fame, like. Yeah, just chatting it up with him, like, in a suite, like, at a baseball game.
Damn, one time, bro. So. That's amazing. Yeah. And so, yeah, so you're in JUCO that second year. When does, like, Texas come along in your process?
Yeah. So after my freshman year, I had, obviously, a good season and then went to summer ball. And, like, schools had already, like, when I was playing in summer ball, schools were reaching out. I mean, I probably had a handful of offers. Mm-hmm. I had a chance to go to Nebraska after, like, my freshman year at JUCO.
Gotcha.
But
and is that a pretty good a solid baseball school?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like anything Power 5 is going to be a good team.
Yeah, because it. But what I heard, it fluctuates a lot. Like, different teams always win.
No, yeah. In baseball, it's not like basketball or football where, you know, in basketball, you know, Duke and North Carolina are always going to win it. Yeah. Or Alabama and football are, you know what I mean? Like, baseball, it's anybody could beat anybody. It's, like, a different sport. So, but, yeah, going back to JUCO, like, yeah, I could have went to Nebraska. You know, I visited – I went on campus, like, while I was in my summer league. But my coach in JUCO convinced me to go back because he was like, you're going to get drafted, and then you could basically choose whatever school you want to go to after your time's up here.
Gotcha.
And then, obviously, I go back, and then COVID hits.
Oh, shit.
3 weeks into the season.
Uh-huh.
So that kind of messed up, like, plans of me trying to get drafted. So that following year, that's when I obviously went to Texas. Mm-hmm. So
you had kind of already been trying to get drafted, like, even before you went to Texas, or that was a goal?
I mean, I was like getting like looked at and stuff. Like,
wow, okay.
I mean, I was getting, it was kind of weird. Like, I was in JUCO and then getting recruited to go D1 or like maybe get drafted. So like,
yeah, dang, I feel like baseball is so different from like the football and basketball. You know,
yeah,
like people get drafted super young, huh?
In
baseball.
Yeah. I mean, you could be out of high school.
Damn.
So, like, your time to make money is, like, from 18 to, like, 21. Like,
really?
In that time frame.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that, like, this was a recent thing I discovered, that most, like, players that get drafted or go to the MLB, they don't play in the majors. Like, they always have to work their way up.
Yeah. Know? Like, it doesn't even matter. You have to, like, play through the minor leagues. Like, you have to perform at each level, like, to move up.
Damn. What do you think that is? It just because the talent and the skill level is just so different?
I mean, there's just so many like players. Yeah. Like, gotcha. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So every org, every team, so there's 30 teams. Every team has 165 players.
Oh, shit.
And then the big leagues is only 40-man roster. So,
like,
they just,
You got to rise.
You got to work your way up. Like, it doesn't even matter who you are, what draft, how much you got paid. Like, nothing. Like, that's probably the only sport that's like that.
Yeah, so. For sure. I can think of.
Yeah.
Damn. So that in just knowing that it's for sure a grind. Then
you. Gotta, oh yeah, it's definitely not easy. Yeah. It's probably the hardest path to make it, like, to the top. In a sport for sure.
And so you end up going to Texas, and which is, I mean, Texas, I feel like, is when you think of universities, like, it's one of the top tier universities.
Yeah.
Just Austin in general, what was your experience like there, and how much did you enjoy it?
I mean, I loved it. Yeah. Like, it was a way totally different vibe than here.
Mm-hmm.
Over there, it's like more like techy, like more cultured. Obviously, it's like Longhorn Nation, so
for sure.
Everybody's kept up with like all the buzz, like in the sports for, you know, UT and whatnot. But I mean, it's just the scenery is way different. Like, over there, it's more greener, more watery kind of looking lakes, and then obviously it's like, here's desert. So I mean,
it's just completely different from what you're used to.
Yeah. But like, it's still Texas. Like, it's still, you know, people still wearing the blue jeans and the cowboy hats and the same old stuff. So
did you go out a lot out there
when
you weren't, obviously?
I mean, when I had time. When I had time in the fall, probably for sure way more than I did in the spring, because we're in season, traveling, school on top of that. So, I mean, a lot of the going out went in, I mean, it happened in the fall for sure.
Like Sixth Street?
Sixth Street was probably like, I mean, maybe like 8 times, 10 times out of the whole year. I mean, yeah.
Because we're moving there pretty soon. So we're super interested about the whole culture out there.
No,
I mean, I've been a few times, but.
Yeah. I mean, excited. If you go to Sixth Street, like, you're just probably going to see like nothing but like people in their young 20s, like type of vibe, you know? And then Rainey's a little bit older, not like super old, but like,
yeah, like mid 30s.
Gotcha. Like 28 to like 40-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Those people, that's where they kind of choose to go out.
Yeah. So. And from what I've like seen, I feel like baseball players low key, like, I'm not saying you, but like y'all can kind of go hard when it comes to like the partying sometimes.
I mean, I feel like in college, for sure.
Yeah.
In college, yeah. I'm sure you have, but I mean, in pro ball, when you play every day, like, it definitely changes.
For sure.
I mean, guys still have their like drinks like every now and then, like, you know, after the game, they'll crack a beer, like whatever, but it's not like, Tuesday at whatever tab, or like Friday at Sixth Street, or like crazy. This frat house on Saturday. It's not like that. Like,
yeah. And so, yeah, you get there, and what was your first season like playing, I mean, Division One baseball?
At Texas? Yeah. I mean, the first year is kind of like where I struggled more, like, out of my college career, probably like 2021. So the fall of 2020, like, you have to compete in the fall, like, amongst each other. Like, you're just having inter squads every other day for whatever the 8-week period or whatever it is. And like, the guys are coming for you. Like, yeah, they're your teammates, but they're trying to dominate you. Yeah. So,
I mean, everybody's competing for one spot, you know?
That's when I realized, like, the struggle, or like, how to overcome the struggle. Because when I first got there, there was like 3 or 4 inter squads where, like, I was bad. Like,
really?
Like, I didn't even get a hit. Like, I didn't get a hit. I was striking out. Like, I went from batting like 4 or 5 in the inter squads to like 10th. So, like, that's kind of when I was just had to, like, really lock it in, like, a little bit more.
Yeah.
So that's when I had to learn that.
And when you say lock in, what does that look like for you?
I mean, lock in, like, on the craft, like, really, like, get better at this, like, compete better in the games. Like, just
are you being watching a
student.
Film?
Yeah, just learning everything, being a student, watching what you're, you know what I mean, what you're doing wrong. Like, don't be afraid to, like, criticize yourself and break it down and really, like, get better, like, you know?
And, like, for film, for baseball, like, are you watching your swing, especially, like, are you, like, kind of breaking down just the mechanics of everything? And how does that, like, what's going to make significant differences, like, for you, you know?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sometimes I'll watch, like, a side view of, like, my swing, or, like, another time I'll see, like, a straight view, like, from behind home plate, and just seeing, like, if I'm, like, in rhythm and, like, timed up, I guess, like, to give myself the best chance to succeed. But I mean, yeah, like, just little things like that.
Gotcha.
I mean,
and how much of it is just, like, the confidence thing too, like, just the mental aspect?
I mean, I would say, like, you have to be pretty confident. Like, even if you have, like, a certain percentage or chance of, like, doubt, like, you're probably gonna fail. Like, it's too hard, you know what I mean? Like, it's like the game knows, like, if you're confident or not, like, before, like, things happen.
For
it's
sure.
It's, like, so weird.
You think pitchers know? Like, they,
yeah, like, if you're walking up to the plate, like, you're, like, timid, or, like, everyone could kind of see that, and, like, the game will, like, speed up, and
fuck, dude. Yeah, I don't think I mean, very few people understand, like, what it's like to see, like, a 100-mile-per-hour fastball, just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
It's probably the hardest thing you can do in sports.
What, hit? Hit a baseball?
For sure. Yeah.
Oh, no, for sure.
Dude, like, just the hand-eye coordination. That's a lot of it, right? The hand-eye coordination and just...
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God. You know, you should try it, Vic. This one. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Have you gotten hit, like, really fucking bad?
I mean, I've gotten hit twice in the head.
Oh, shit.
Once in the eye and then the side of the head.
Damn.
So, yeah.
And did that, like, set you out a few
the few first games? One got me pretty good, and I had a concussion, black eye. I mean, I was out, like, I sat like 12 straight games.
Oh, shit.
So yeah, had a concussion, like, wasn't good. Yeah.
Damn, bro, that's just no joke. So when you think about I guess the most difficult thing you've had to overcome in your career up to now, because you're still, like, very young. What, 24?
Yeah.
When you think about it, like, what is the hardest thing you had to overcome mentally throughout, like, your entire career?
The hardest thing I've had to overcome, probably just, like, just blocking out the noise, because I mean, there's a lot of, like, just noise everywhere, you know what I mean? Coaches, teammates, you know, whatever's in the media, the press, all that. Like, you gotta learn how to just ignore all that stuff and really not make that, like, an issue, you know what I mean, or distraction.
Got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you say noise, like, is it just, because obviously you, I mean, you won basically the best baseball, I mean, college baseball player of the year.
In college, yeah.
Senior year. I'm sure that comes with just as much praise as it comes with. It comes with a lot of, like, just a lot of weight and pressure lifted on you, and expectations, you know?
Yeah.
So what was it kind of like dealing with that, you know?
Yeah. I mean, when I first got into Pro Bowl, like right after all that, like all the accolades and, you know, player of the year in college, when I struggled when I was in low A, I struggled. I only had like a month, you know, of Pro Bowl, I guess, played. But yeah, I struggled. Like I could just hear, you know, I mean, just like the noise, like, you know, from the other teams. Like I'll be batting, you can hear guys in the dugout like, this is him, like this guy, like so-and-so, like. You don't even have a hit today, or like, what the fuck? Like,
yeah.
So I'd always just deal with like little chirps like that. Like, if you didn't get a hit in like three or four games, like, you know, coaches bringing you in, they're like, what happened? Like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? And you're like, nothing. And they're like, oh, is it too much? Is it like, you know what I mean? They try to throw like all this like extra stuff.
And it's got
like,
you.
Nah, bro, this game's super hard. Like, it doesn't mean like this is going to happen nonstop. Like,
for sure.
That's not how it works. So.
And so in that moment, I mean, as hard as it is to take that, like, what do you just have to continuously tell yourself?
To just, like, not even think about the past, like, kind of just move on from that. Like, sure, you had success, but, like, you can't even think about that or, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you fall or, like, lean too much on that, then, like, you're not going to succeed or keep moving forward. So, like, whatever happened, like, I'm just like, all right, a new day. Like, I got to master this day and, like... just have a good one. Just have a good day. So
short-term memory when it comes to this
stuff. Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, you still want to acknowledge, like, all the success you've had, but move on from it. Like, no one cares.
So, facts.
No one cares.
Yeah, I mean, that's important, too, because I feel like, obviously, I mean, we're still, I mean, especially with the podcast and everything, you have, like, little wins and stuff here and there, but...
yeah.
I think it's cool to kind of like appreciate those things, but in the grand scheme of things, you can't get complacent, you know? Yeah. I feel like once you do that, like you could have easily, like when you won, I mean, college player of the year, like, I mean, I think if you're not cut from a, like a certain cloth, like a lot of people would just like, I mean, not that they won't continue to play and work, but it takes a different person to just like really still lock in and see what's next. No.
Yeah. It's hard to live up to that and like continue to
For sure.
Keep applying all that.
But. Yeah. I can't even imagine, bro. That's, I mean, that seems, like a pretty hard thing to do, but I feel like, well, definitely I'm going to be tuning into baseball a lot more just cause I mean, obviously a lot of my friends watch it, but just following your journey is like super dope, man.
Yeah.
And would you say like, what was kind of like the feeling of getting drafted? Like, was that, like when you heard your name called, was that like pretty special to you?
Yeah. I mean, when I got called, like it was probably like more relieving than waiting up to the moment. Cause like, it's just so nerve wracking.
Mm-hmm. So but, there was a chance, like, or a certain chance that you may not even get called that night, you know?
Yeah. So that's kind of what I didn't want, obviously. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't want to go. I was at the draft, actually. Okay. I got invited, so they told me I was going to get drafted in the top two rounds. And obviously, like, if they didn't think that, they wouldn't have invited you. Mm-hmm. So I was there, and then I was – luckily, I was picked, like, the third or fourth pick in the second round. But, I mean, the whole first round
– you're sweating.
Went, yeah, and I was like, damn, like – I'm probably going to get embarrassed on national television. So, like, yeah.
But when you did, you're just like, whoo, shit.
Oh, yeah. Like, I didn't even care what team, what. Like, I was just,
And Diamondbacks, that's pretty sick, bro. Especially because it's, like, it's pretty close to home.
Yeah.
Seems like a really good organization. I mean, didn't they? They were just in the World Series, what, like 2 years ago?
Last year. 23, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And, so you get drafted. Obviously, you got to work your way up. So, you went to... Where did you go?
Like when I first started, I played in rookie ball in Arizona. I played like three or four games or something. Nothing crazy. That's just kind of like, it's not like
summer league for like NBA summer league for like baseball players type thing.
I mean, in a way, but it's like everything, like all the seasons, all the levels going on. Like it's all like during season.
Got
like it's all the same year. Like it's not like NBA summer league or here. Like, It's all the same season. Yeah.
Gotcha.
So I was in rookie ball for three or four games in Arizona. And then after that, they sent me to low A after playing like three or four games. And then I played like 18 games in low A. And then the year ended because the draft is like towards the end of the year.
Gotcha.
So
And the low A is like, it's low A, double A, triple A? Or it's, how does it work?
So rookie ball, low A, high A, double A, triple A, and then major leagues.
Got you.
Yeah.
And right now you're playing double A.
Yeah, I was in double A this whole season.
Got you. Amarillo.
Yeah.
And from what you experience, where has been the biggest jump in like just like noticeable talent? And,
yeah.
From like even just it can be the high school to college or college to like where has been the significant jump?
Like the biggest level jump? Yeah. I mean,
for you personally that you noticed.
There's a big jump, honestly, like from D1 to like minor leagues, like even the lowest level like of minor leagues. Like it's pretty drastic, in my opinion.
For sure.
But like there's a big jump too from high A to double A, in my opinion. Yeah.
Damn. And when you say jump, like, is it just because people can throw fast, like when it comes to pitchers, like people can throw fast in college.
Yeah.
People can hit far, but like what's that jump for you? Like, what does that look like?
I mean, it's not even about like how hard they throw. Cause like guys, your pitch is already thrown hard in Division I, like guys are already throwing 95, 96.
Exactly.
I mean, sure. Like when you get into pro ball, there's probably more like bullpen guys and more starters that like all of them just throw hard. It's not like, oh, this guy's their guy. Like it's all of them. But I mean, as far as like the game, like how it gets better, the lineups get better 1 through 9. Like all the hitters are pretty damn top near tier. Like major league level almost. And then the pitchers, it's like they have the velo, they throw strikes, and it's more of like a chess match like between the pitcher and hitter.
Gotcha.
So like that's probably like a big difference that I've noticed.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay, when you look at like your path. Obviously, you're still young, and everybody kind of works their way through the ranks. For you, what do you feel like you have to work on?
Yeah.
What do you feel like you have to continuously work on to just make sure you get to that?
Yeah.
Those next levels.
I mean, probably just like fine tuning, like my approach, like as a hitter, cutting down some strikeouts. I've struck out a lot in the past 2 years, so I'm probably cutting that down. You know. 3 or 4% or whatever they look at. Get better at third more, get better like with plays down the line and stuff like that. So
but a lot of it's just consistency, huh?
Over I mean time. Yeah. I mean, you gotta be consistent for sure every day. Like it takes a lot out of you to come out and perform at a sport and like really compete. And you have to perform. Like sure, like you compete, but you have to really perform and put up stats. And if you don't, then they'll release you.
Gotcha. And outside of baseball, what is something like you really enjoy? Like maybe even life beyond baseball. Like once your career, once you've accomplished all you wanted to accomplish, what do you kind of see yourself wanting to get into?
Like after baseball, I'd probably
or even just on the side.
Either like coaching, like at a Division I level, or maybe starting up like JUCO, just kind of start up, and obviously you got to build up the resume and go up from there. But I mean, I want to get into coaching, be like a hitting coach at a Division I Power 5 school. I mean, I have all kinds of ideas, you know. Maybe like create my own like baseball facility or something, like do stuff like that. But I mean, time will tell
for sure,
you know.
You seem like you're just, you're, and I think it's really good. Like, you're just in the moment, bro. Like,
you have to.
That's pretty amazing.
You really have to.
For sure. And when you think about El Paso, what's kind of like the baseball scene here? What do you feel like can improve?
Like, the baseball scenery here, like amateur baseball?
Yeah, like high schoolers, like just recruitment and things like that.
I really like how it's, like, structured and organized and, like, I mean, it's taken more serious now than obviously like 15 years ago or 10 years ago because like there's opportunity, you know what I mean? You have a chance of playing college or, you know, earning a scholarship or getting drafted, like making, you know, some money, making it a thing. So I feel like guys have noticed that. They've, you know, they've seen guys in the past couple years like get success or have success, you know, like me or Brandon Pimentel or Daryl, obviously, like, you know, there's been guys coming out of here, so I think they've like kind of noticed it. And
sure, you guys kind of paved the way, huh?
Recently, I mean, no, like there's, I mean, I guess in the past 10 years, I guess. Yeah. But I mean, there's always guys before you, and like, sure. You know what I mean? The mm-hmm. game's been around, like, you didn't start it up. Like,
yeah.
That's just kind of how I see it. But gotcha. I mean, I like it. I kind of like the culture. I kind of wish like guys didn't really like give up on it so easy. Mm. Like, I kind of see a lot of that. So like, it's, things take time. Like, you know what I mean? So that's just, yeah. Like, I see guys like give up on it way too easy. And I'm like, dude, like, we were the same level. Like, mm. now you're done. Like, you could have just stuck at it and like kept going. Like,
got you.
And like, you've been all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, kind of like that type deal.
No, I feel
so,
that.
So, yeah.
It's, that's unfortunate. I feel like that's the case with not just in baseball, but
yeah,
you kind of see that a lot, bro. Like, there's so many people you see with like, they're yeah. just very gifted in certain aspects, or yeah. they have what it takes, but
yeah,
I think a lot of it's just kind of like getting in your own way, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Obviously, like, a lot of unfortunate things happen. Unfortunate things can happen that
yeah, get yeah.
in your way, but
yeah,
I feel like a lot of it's just like you know?
It's on you. Mm-hmm. It's all on you. Yeah. Unless you've had like a career-ending injury or something, like, it's on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah,
it's all up to you.
And do you see yourself like residing here in El Paso?
Yeah, I mean, I like it. Yeah. I like the calmness. It's not dangerous. Like, I feel like it's beautiful in my opinion. It's always sunny, so yeah, I wouldn't mind it. Like, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so, what's advice like you would give to someone who, because the reality is like not a small percentage of like baseball players in high school will
yeah.
continue on their career and play college, right?
Mm-hmm.
So for those who have the opportunity to,
yeah,
and actually have a lot of potential, yeah. obviously you know what it takes and how difficult it is.
Yeah.
What is advice to someone just who's about to enter that
like, yeah.
path that you did?
Yeah.
Just so that they can just like be aware and be yeah. prepared for that.
I mean, just for preparation, I mean, just keep in the back of your mind that it's not easy. Like, nothing that you want to invest your time in and want to be something in life is like going to come easy. So you got to know that, and it's really going to be like challenging, and the task of like being successful at those things, like, you really got to like learn some things and develop skills and really get better at that. But yeah, like, nothing comes easy. Like, things take time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of yeah. what I would say.
For sure. Just time. And really, I think a lot of it's patience, huh?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. What's your walk up? What's like your favorite walkout song that you've
been in? I mean, I've had a lot.
Yeah.
I've switched them up. Uh-huh. Just kind of depending on how I'm playing. Like, if I'm playing good, well, I have a certain walk up song, like, I'll keep that one.
Mm-hmm.
But,
what's like one that, comes to mind?
I mean, in college, I had El Rey by Vicente Fernandez.
Oh, shit.
I had that one.
Hell yeah.
I've had a Travis Scott one. I've had a country one, like a Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
I've also had like an EDM one like Flume. So, I mean, it just depends like how I'm playing. Vibe. Yeah. And the vibe, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. And for like yeah. your preparation, like let's just say like it's game day. Yeah. What's a game day look like for you, like from start to finish?
So, I mean, I sleep in. Like, we play at 6:30 usually every day, and then on the weekends, 7, Sundays, 1. But if it's a late game, I usually, like, sleep in to, like, 12 or, like,
hell yeah.
If it's later during the week, like, a Thursday or Friday, I'll probably wake up, like, towards, like, 11, 12
mm-hmm.
just because I'm more exhausted as the week goes on. But I get to the field around 1, 2. I work out Monday, Wednesday, Friday in season. So I'll do a workout before, like, we have pregame, you know, ground balls, batting practice, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And then go to the game. And do you mm-hmm. do you kind of, like, want to be hype, or are you trying to, like, calm yeah. yourself before games?
I want to be calm.
Okay.
Yeah, like, super calm.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, because baseball's not really like football, where, like, mm-hmm. you're going to go and try to wreck someone, or basketball, like, you're going to go and, you know, dunk on someone. Like, yeah, it's yeah. like, you got to be calm and like let the game come to you, try mm-hmm. not try to do too much, kind of type deal.
Yeah, so that makes sense. The calmer the yeah. better, I feel like, huh? Do you know yeah. players that like hype themselves up though?
I mean, yeah, yeah. it's more like a pitcher thing, because like you. Yeah, because like they're like, it's like a workout, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they're out there like blood flowing and sweating and literally
yeah
so
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And what would you, as far as like mental health when it comes to just like baseball, even just in your personal life, what are some things that you've had to overcome for yourself?
A lot.
Yeah.
A lot. I mean, a lot of it just comes down to like performing. And I mean, it could go downhill pretty fast. Like if you don't fight or like try or like really look into like things, mm-hmm. like it's honestly really hard. So, but like the mental aspect, that's huge. Like you're going to learn how to like literally fail and then kind of fake it. Like, you know, you're getting dominated in your head, but like, you literally have to like fake it. And like the next day, like people are going to be looking at you like, that guy's been getting his butt kicked lately. Like, how's he going about it? Like, it's a game within a game, like too.
And yeah. How do you deal with that, bro? Like, I mean, like honestly, when you look internally.
Yeah. I mean, like in baseball, like everything's kind of like under a microscope. Like they kind of look at everything. Like they're judging you based off everything, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's always good to just kind of, it just depends. Like everyone has their own things. Like, some people like to go for a walk. Some people like to medicate. Some people like to, I don't know, read the Bible.
Yeah.
Some people, I mean,
what's an outlet for you?
For me, I mean, I like going on walks, like just by myself, or listen to a podcast, or like some. Have you ever seen those like videos on YouTube where they play like ocean, like water noise, like the wind, for sure. And like throw on like that.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Something in your, is there someone you talk to?
Yeah. I mean, they have in the org, they have like mental like strength coaches or people that like you could talk to, I guess, or that do like different sessions and stuff. So, man.
When you can.
No, yeah. It's like when I can, like I don't make it like, oh, Thursday I got to do this. Yeah, like, I mean, if they offer it, like we're about to have a class and I have time, like then I'll go do it. Like, yeah.
And with your parents, obviously, like you don't live in town, or you spend a lot of like your early 20s, like just out of town playing baseball.
Yeah.
What's kind of like been your relationship with them, especially like since going pro? And do you try to talk to them pretty often? And
I mean, we talk. They call me like every off day because we play six days a week. So they'll, on Mondays, usually our off day, they'll call me, you know, whenever they get out of work, or they'll do their phone call. It'll be both of them. They'll just ask me how things are going, and I usually kind of tell them either good or bad. You know what I mean?
So. And do you, because with my parents, like, I don't know what it was like, but when it came to sports, when they asked me, I didn't like, maybe it was just my headspace at that time, but I didn't like talking about it with them specifically.
Yeah.
Do you kind of like talk about what you're experiencing with them, or is it just more so like just general for you? Like just kind
of, I mean, it's kind of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, everything. Like, I feel like I don't do anything that's like would be embarrassing to talk about. Yeah, like everything I do is pretty real, and like they see it too, because they're watching, you know, games or keeping up with things. So I try not to.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
And as far as like your social life, how has that changed? Or what's that like for you? Are you able to still like hang out with friends? Maybe you have a girlfriend or not?
Yeah. I mean, it's the same.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it's the same. Because I've already gotten used to playing so much.
Been doing it for so long.
Yeah. Like, it's just whatever.
And as far as like your favorite, what's been the favorite, like your favorite stadium to play in?
In what? Like,
just in general, or like maybe a specific game that you remember where you're just like,
I mean, I enjoyed playing in Omaha, the College Road Series. Like,
not
obviously just because it's the College Road Series, but I thought the stadium was so sick. Like, the skyline was always money. The weather was great. Like, I enjoyed playing there.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to be back for Christmas time?
Yeah, I'll be here. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Because you're about to go to Austin. What's, like, your main reasoning for just to get some more just practice out there?
Yeah. I mean, just because a bunch of, like, the alumni train there in the winter. So I'm just gonna go back for a couple weeks and obviously use all the facilities, use up the weight room, the cages, all that, and then see if I get some like live at bats from some of the guys that are throwing bullpens and stuff like that.
So
yeah,
that's sick, bro.
Yeah.
Well, I really appreciate you making the time, bro.
For sure. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. I always like to just leave off with one question for all my guests.
Yeah.
And so what would you say to someone who's just going through like a tough time right now, man?
Yeah.
Someone who's kind of just struggling mentally? Maybe it's someone, an athlete who maybe is injured and they've been at the top for a good amount of time, but they feel like they've gotten held or they've gotten, thrown down. What's some advice you'd give to them?
I mean, I would just say, like, just keep pushing, keep at it. I feel like all bad things got to end at some point. Just kind of like keep attacking like your goals and what you're trying to accomplish. If you're having a hard time, I think the game knows that you're putting an effort to better yourself or struggle less or kind of get out of those hard times. So I just say like keep pushing, never give up. Obviously it sounds cliche, but I mean it's the truth. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of the way things are.
Facts. Hell yeah. That's episode 58 with Ivan Melendez. Really appreciate you coming through, man. Yeah. It means the world. Y'all stay tuned for the next episode.